Geek Radio Daily for Friday, September 18th, 2009. All the geek in my, don't you look fine?
Oh, you're sweet.
See, you wanted a bit of a rhyme? I brought it to you on time with some lime and a rind. I'm going to stop.
Yeah, the first one was good.
Okay, well, you know, it's what I do. And good morning and welcome to the weekend at long, long last.
Thank God.
We're here. We're celebrating it. That there, of course, is the Flintstress.
God, how can a person not sleep? I can sleep right now. It's hard for me not to sleep.
I can tell.
That is my superpower.
Trust me, I've known that more often than not. Even when I... Okay. And I, of course, am Billy Flynn.
Let's roll, man. I'm done with the woods. Let's go.
Absolutely. Let's make it happen. This fine day, September 18th, 1932, a despondent 24-year-old actress named Peg Entwistle climbed to the top of the famous Hollywood sign and jumped off the 50-foot-tall H. And how's your Friday going so
Yikes.
Far?
Yikes. Well, I went back to 1793.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was interesting
President
there.
George Washington. He laid the cornerstone of the north wing of the U.S. Capitol building using a silver trowel and a marble-headed gavel to put the stone in place in accordance with Masonic ritual.
I didn't know he was Union. That's awesome. 1947, on this date, the United States Air Force became a separate military service organized under the Secretary of the Air Force. Thank you very much.
Mm.
Air Force, hello, what's up?
Unfortunately, this date in 1970, we lost Jimi Hendrix. Master.
Died in a pool of his own vomit.
No, yeah.
Have
what
any
a way
idea
to go.
How long it takes to fill up a pool? This date in 1978, WKRP in Cincinnati, my favorite show.
Cincinnati.
I love that show. Debuted on CBS. Fantastic show. Every radio station has an ugly orange couch that is incredibly comfortable.
Yeah, it
as
does.
Proven by WKRP.
In 1984, Joe Kittinger completed the first solo balloon crossing in the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay. Why not?
I don't know. That's pretty cool.
This date, 1985, the top 10 list was first done on Late Night with David Letterman, and it was the top 10 things that almost rhyme with peas.
Okay.
You know? She's, I don't remember what they were. I should find out. That would be fun.
You really should.
Yeah.
Ready for birthdays?
Certainly.
Ah, well, I got a...
You should have shocked. You asked me.
I know.
Of course I'm ready.
Exhibit, yo, from Pimp My Ride
is
35.
Gonna pimp your sister. What?
What?
James Marsden's 36. That's a Cyclops in all three of the X-Men films. You know, the two good ones and the not so good ones.
Yeah, he was really funny in...
Sex Drive.
Sex Drive.
Sex Drive. He was hysterical in Sex Drive.
Yeah. I've got Jada Pinkett Smith, 38. She was Niobe in the Matrix movie.
Yep.
And she's doing Hawthorne with the capital R in the N on TNT now.
Holly Robinson Pete is 45. Vanessa on Hanging with Mr. Cooper, but old school Detective Judy Hoff's on 21
Jump Street,
which she sang the theme for. Thank you.
Oh, snap.
Johnny Depp, call a sister up and invite her back out. Come on
right?
now.
She is talented.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She's no biker like
Hot.
Lance Armstrong.
No.
38 years old.
Oh, okay. I didn't see where you were going with that. James Gandolfini, 48. Tony Soprano.
Bada bing. Super funny actor Fred Willard.
Man,
he's been
funny.
In all of the Best of Show. And all who's that? Guest? Christopher Guest
Christopher
movies?
Guest movies.
Yeah, super funny.
Frankie Avalon is 69 years old, a teen idol of the 1950s with Annette Funicello and all the beach movies.
Yeah, and June Foray. Did I say that right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
92, the voice actress of Rocky the Squirrel and Natasha on the Rocky and Bullwinkle show. And now
and
on
now,
Dudley Do Right.
Mr. Know-It-All. Ugh. And the witch on... In the Bugs Bunny cartoons, she did the voice of the witch, too.
Wow.
Yeah, see? The things you know when you do nothing but watch TV. See? I'm getting a little better at that. Yes, indeed. So what you got? What's in store for tonight?
Well, CBS, they haven't started their season yet. Reruns of Ghost Whisperer and Medium.
Yeah, forget them. ABC's got, what is this, the ALMA Awards?
ALMA. I don't know.
ALMA?
ALMA. The Latin Artist Awards.
Oh, okay.
ALMA.
Won by Jennifer Lopez.
Taco, taco.
Oh, gosh. So, I miss you, South Park. Come back to us.
NBC has Dateline NBC. And Jay Leno.
Yeah, but Dateline, it's marriages that end in unexpected death. Happy Friday evening. Hey, honey, let's watch Dateline.
I love you.
Fox has Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? A cosmetologist is trying tonight.
Oh, and they're rerunning Glee, which I'm hearing a lot of people talk about Glee. I don't know.
Maybe.
Any geeks out there, if you like Glee, let us know.
Yeah,
let
send
me
us
know.
A note. Podcast, geekradiodata.com. AMC's got Psycho, the bad one with Vince Vaughn.
Oh.
Apparently it's an American movie classic now.
And Bravo has The Green Mile.
Yes.
That's a classic.
Good movie. BET has a low-down, dirty shame. This is a Keenan Ivory Wayans flick that's pretty good. It's Not as good as it should be, but it's better than it ought to be.
That's back before they were so cliche with their spoofs, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, CMT. Total Stereotype Country Music Television. They have mobile home disasters renovating mobile homes. Sure. Okay, really? Really? Just let it go.
Discovery Channel, The Loch Ness Monster Revealed. Ooh.
I'm gonna
what
about
are you wearing?
Tree Fitty.
Tree Fitty.
FX has Troy. They're all revealed because they ain't wearing any clothes.
Sci-Fi Channel, Eureka. Tonight there's a magnetic disturbance. Ooh.
Oh,
what
okay
could happen there?
Spike has Hot Shot.
Oh, good film. Good flick. But if we're watching anything, though, it's got to be over on the Hallmark Channel because activist Jane Alexander launches a crusade for justice against a former boyfriend who murdered her beloved aunt. Tonight, Ally Sheedy and Meatloaf A Day, yeah, star in Citizen Jane.
Yikes.
You got mail, baby.
Yes, indeed we do, and let's see exactly what that might be. Dear Geek Radio crew and the vicar, if he's there. Damn. I've been a loyal AOL customer for many years, mostly due to a lack of options and being a skinflint. Yes, the wireless router might be a little more than a hamster in a lunchbox. Its tech support might be stuck somewhere under the Indian Ocean, possibly even lost. But I can say with confidence and pride that I had no problems with my connection in the last 60 seconds. And now, if you'll pardon me, I must sacrifice an iPod to the great god of the internet, Al Gore, to ensure my connectivity. All hail King Gore. All hail King
All
Gore.
Hail King Gore.
Tea and Crumpets, Andrew from the UK. Well, thank you, Andrew. It's nice to know that you can... Wow, how long does it take to download a show with AOL? I don't even want to know.
Poor guy.
Poor guy.
Hi, GRD gang. First-time emailer, long-time listener. I'm a few episodes behind, and just listen to your comments on Lost in the September 14th episode, and had to throw in this comment. They already revealed what the smoke monster is, guys. They laid it all out pretty well in season 5. Go rewatch it, and you'll figure it out. So yeah, that's really all I had to say. Love the show, and until they reveal that the island is a node to a beam supporting the Dark Tower.
Nice.
Make mine GRD.
See.
Cheers from Bronze Thumb from Australia.
We saw, good day. We saw that. We saw some little animated clip on the web. Remember that, you know, Saeed gets blown up by the bomb and goes up and he's like on the turtle and crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know that they revealed exactly what, who maybe I'll give you, but what exactly?
There's still some to be revealed, I could argue, you know.
And, you know, you could feel free to argue with us. Just send us a note to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce of Flintsters, all of us at GeekRadioDaily.com. Friday means we got to check your flicks coming out, and, of course, your geekified news coming up this Friday, September 18th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hi, kids. I'm an astronaut. And when I'm not performing highly technical maneuvers on a space shuttle, I like to listen to the Accidental Survivor Podcast, the modern gaming podcast.
That's right, kids. 9 out of 10 astronauts surveyed preferred Accidental Survivors to Tang, except that it was mixed with vodka. You can find us at accidentalsurvivors.libsyn.com. Accidental Survivors. You don't need to be drunk to enjoy it, but it sure helps.
Come listen to Wapcaplets at wapcaplets.net, a gaming podcast where you're in and out in 5 minutes.
This is Aaron Sheikh. You listen to the Geek Radio Daily.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said, nice.
Yeah, it is. Aw.
He was really cool. Looked like he could totally kick everybody's ass.
He certainly did. Thank you, Sam the Maine, for helping us get that. That is just really cool, especially for all the Hulkamaniacs out there who still remember it, brother. Aw, fantastic.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Pretty much. There's something for everyone this week.
Something that looked pretty good.
Yeah? Well, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is finally out, and it seems to me, okay, fine, kids, have fun with this, but I swear I've seen previews for this for a long, long, long time, mm-hmm. So I have really no
interest.
There are
certain things about food falling from the sky that could be fun, but then there's other things. You know, the logistics and the cleanup,
yeah,
the smell.
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
That's why it's a fantasy film.
Of course. And it's animated. It's in 3D, right?
Oh, well, yeah. See, you know.
I'll go see pretty much anything in 3D.
We still didn't see The Final Destination.
Yeah,
I
that's
need
true.
To go see that. Okay.
We've got The Informant.
Yes.
Matt Damon stars in this true story of the high-ranking corporate whistleblower.
Looks really funny.
Kind of interesting,
looks
yeah.
really funny. Jennifer's body is out, and as much as Megan Fox just really ticks me off, I gotta say this looks like the exactly kind of just cheesy horror movie from the 80s I would go see. So I kind of do want to see this.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
It's gonna be stupid fun.
Yeah. Well, the other one that, you know, either could be good or could be totally rom-com cliche.
Can't tell.
Love Happens. Jennifer Aniston and Aaron Eckhart. Yeah, I love just Harvey Dent.
Can't
but
tell.
It's hard to tell from the trailers if it's going to be any good.
And especially, you know, with Jennifer Aniston. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes, well, just ask John Mayer. She can be hard to deal with.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! We love you, Jennifer Aniston. We would love you, Jennifer Aniston. I would love you, Jennifer. Okay.
News!
From a geeky point of view, I don't know if you're excited for it, but all you kaiju admirers out there, yeah, big monsters. Big monsters are coming back to fight. They're bringing us, Japan, they're bringing us big fighting monsters. And who better to fight them? Whoa, whoa, no. I know, you're thinking Godzilla, right?
Gojira!
No. Ultraman.
Nice.
They're December 12th of this year, a new Ultraman Mega Monster Battle Ultra Galaxy Legend, the movie.
Live action or animated?
Live action.
Whoa.
Guys in suits fighting giant monsters. Ultraman, baby. Sorry, I'm an Ultraman fan.
It's going to be awesome.
It certainly is.
Oh, I'm taking it back to the prehistoric time.
Oh, damn.
Okay. They found an 85-million-year-old plesiosaur that it's like a reptile in the ocean.
Okay.
That bears the mark of the ancestors of the great white shark.
Ah.
Okay. Remains of the shark-bitten plesiosaur that seven sharks likely consumed this enormous dinosaur-era marine reptile in a feeding frenzy because they found some of the shark teeth stuck in its fossilized bodies. And they're about to present the findings at the annual meeting of the Society of Vertebrate Paleontology. That sounds like a party, right?
Yes, indeed.
As the first direct evidence of the diet and feeding behavior of an extinct early relative of the great white shark. So,
wow.
Kind of cool. You know, I love sharks. Sharks are so fascinating to
but
me.
Sharks that you don't like, the music industry. So, you know, they're trying to make radio pay for playing songs, which is not exactly. So, fine. No matter how you feel about that, let's go ahead and ask you this question. Because those same folks, well, they feel that you're also listening to music unfairly, and they would like you to chip in your fair price. You know, when you listen to that 30-second preview, like on iTunes or something? Yeah, they say you should pay for that as well. So, music industry, why don't you just, I don't know, I'll bend over and you can just pucker up and kiss my ass.
Right? I mean, you can't even have a sample of a song to see if you might possibly want to buy it.
I mean, that's the whole point of what radio always was for the music industry. It's not my fault that everything you put out now pretty much sucks and why people have to go online and support their bands that way, because most people have never heard of Antigone Rising, and I think that's a damn shame.
Yeah. Huh.
Sorry.
Well, that's okay. I've got a really kind of fun, twisted, super geeky story here.
Okay.
Jet, you listening? You'll like this one. Now you can find out what Cthulhu smells like.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody wants a sniff of the gods of the deep, and that's why Black Venus Alchemy Labs has created a bunch of perfumes inspired by H.P. Lovecraft, including, yes, a Cthulhu scent. Here's
nice.
How they describe it.
Okay.
A creeping, wet, slithering scent, dripping with seaweed, oceanic plants, and dark, unfathomable waters.
Baby.
Right?
Mm.
So, smell like Cthulhu.
Oh, so it's like basically a 13-year-old boy's gym bag.
Yeah,
nice.
Right? Gross.
Okay. Fantastic. So, you know, it's hard times all around. It certainly is. And Landmark Illinois, they have a bunch of buildings around the area that are in danger of being just knocked down, taken down. They need to be saved. They need to be preserved. Three Frank Lloyd Wright houses could possibly go out. You know, and in fact, this house built in 1954, designed by architect A. James Speyer. It's the Highland Park home that most people probably remember as Ferris Bueller's house.
Ferris Bueller's house or Cameron's house?
Ferris Bueller's house.
Oh.
If the painting that first appeared, is it? It says Ferris Bueller's house in this stupid thing.
Well, that's okay. No, I mean, Ferris Bueller had a house, too.
Ferris Bueller was homeless. He lived wherever. He lived on a parade float. He was fine.
He could have just
knocking down the houses from movies that we loved, even if we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you got to save it. You got to save Ferris's house. It doesn't work if it's Cameron's.
And it doesn't have the same ring to it for, like, a band.
Thank you. God. Well, then, that's been another week of Geek Radio Daily. Woo!
Thanks for sticking around.
It's been a rough week. Next week, should be more laid back, more chill. We'll see what we can do. GRD license under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Please check us out on iTunes. Don't pay for the 30-second preview. Subscribe, send us a message to podcast Billy Flynn, Victor the Bruce, and Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.